down and away with a curveball, and it's 1-1. And then finish it all off with some Cedar Crest ice cream. That's a great Sunday afternoon. And listen to some Brewers baseball on the radio. Burns 1-1 pitch to Weimer is curveball for a strike, and it's 1-2. He's got that curveball working for him today. That's been his best pitch so far. Joey will use a timeout and step out of the box. A 1-1 ball game. Brewers and Orioles, top of the second in the series finale here in Baltimore. One-two pitch. Tapper right back to Burns. Gloves it. A lob to first. Takes care of Weimer. And the inning is over. Brewers go down in order in the top of the second. We go to the bottom of two. Tied at one on the Brewers Radio Network. Presented by American Family Insurance.
Why is construction work in Wisconsin at an all-time high? The federal bipartisan infrastructure law provided funding boosts for critical road and bridge projects, airport improvements, and broadband expansion. The Inflation Reduction Act accelerated utility-scale solar and wind projects. Senator Tammy Baldwin helped get these measures enacted. Call Senator Baldwin and thank her for creating good-paying construction jobs for Wisconsin.
Paid for by Wisconsin Infrastructure Investment Now, Inc.
Your business is a part of you. It's made from your DNA, your blood, your sweat, your tears. From a gleam in your eye, you gave it what it needed to grow into the pride and joy it has become. You wouldn't dream of letting anything bad happen to it. So you lavish it with love and wrap it in the cozy warmth of the silver lining. Pamper your business with a policy from West Bend. Visit thesilverlining.com to find out more.
Carbliss, a proud partner of the Milwaukee Brewers. Premium, ready-to-drink cocktails made right here in Wisconsin. Zero carbs, zero sugar, zero gluten, zero guilt. And just 100 calories a can. Carbliss has flavors for every fan. Fruit flavors like pineapple, lemon lime, black cherry, and more. And classic cocktail options like margarita, paloma, and Moscow Mule. Find Carbliss at your local grocery store and pick up a pack to enjoy while you watch Brewers baseball at home or while you tailgate before a game. Carbliss, less is more.
Bob Uecker.
He just hit a three-run shot out of here.
On the Brewers Radio Network, presented by American Family Insurance.
Tied at one as we go to the bottom of the second inning here in Baltimore. Brewers and the Orioles. Brewers trying to sweep the Orioles on the road here this weekend. What a road trip this would be. What a road trip it already has been. Cedric Mullins leads off the bottom of the second, takes the first pitch strike from Colin Ray, and it's 0-1. Mullins, Westberg, Holiday, 7, 8, and 9 scheduled to hit for the Orioles. Pitch missed inside. Mullins able to jump back and get out of the way of it. It's 1-1. Mullins has a 5-game hitting streak as he comes to the plate. 1-1. And that breaking ball missed down and went all the way back to the backstop. And it's 2-1 on Mullins. Well, every Brewers save is brought to you by Fleet Farm. They have what you need in one stop, from hardware to pet food. You'll find the top brands at great prices. Fleet Farm. 2-1 to Mullins. High drive, deep right field. Frelick going back, looking up, and it is gone. And the Orioles lead it 2-1. Cutter about thigh high, and Cedric Mullins with his third home run of the season and his third hit of this series. And that'll get Jordan Westberg to the plate. Ball got out of here in a hurry. Well struck off the bat of Cedric Mullins. First pitch to Westberg is fouled out of play. First base side. It's 0-1 before he sees another one. 10 seconds for station ID on the Brewers Radio Network.
You're listening to Oshkosh Air Support. WISS 1100 AM Berlin. W252 DR Oshkosh. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
With Josh Maurer and Kent Sommerfeld, Lane Grindle with you from Camden Yards in Baltimore. A 2-1 Orioles lead, bottom of the second inning. The 0-1 pitch to Westberg, missed outside with a fastball from Ray, and it's 1-1. Little soft liner behind the bag at second. Jumping and making the catch is Terang for the first out of the inning. One away for Jackson Holliday, who's still searching for his first hit in the big leagues. He gets a really nice ovation from this home crowd here in Baltimore. He is 0 for 11 to start his big league career with 7 strikeouts. He went 0 for 3 Friday night with 3 strikeouts. And Ray's first pitch to him is outside with a cutter, and it's 1-0. Holliday, considered the number one prospect in baseball. He and Jackson Chourio are 1-2 in that regard. 1-0, shot foul up the first baseline. It's 1-1. Had the night off yesterday. And then back in the lineup here today, his father, Matt Holliday, sitting right behind home plate next to Cal Ripken Jr. 1-1. And a breaking ball in there for a strike. That was a dandy from Ray. And it's 1-2 on Jackson Holliday. One out, nobody on, a 2-1 Orioles lead. Ray kicks, delivers, and swung on and fouled off the gear of Sanchez. Stays at 1-2. Jackson Holliday, his father, no more than about 40 feet away from him. 1-2. Missed down and away with a fastball, and it's even now, 2 balls and 2 strikes. And the Iron Man sitting just to the right of him. Two pitch. Swing and a miss. Got him with a breaking ball in on that back foot. Holliday went down to a knee on the swing, and a big strikeout for Colin Ray. His second ortho ASAP strikeout of the afternoon. And Jackson Holliday now 0 for 12 to start his big league career with 8 strikeouts. And he has struck out in every at bat against the Brewers this weekend. 2 down in the top of the order now in Gunnar Henderson. Ray's pitch swung on and missed, and the bat goes flying over near Brandon Hyde in the Orioles dugout. Bat boy runs the bat back out to him. I mean, that came right at Brandon Hyde standing there in the opening of the dugout. It was a clean swing and a miss. Everybody's okay. Always makes you hold your breath a little bit when a bat goes flying, though. Nothing in one on Henderson. Ray brings home the pitch, and he missed low with a sweeper. Even at a ball and a strike. Ray's 1-1. Swing and a miss. Two-seam fastball and a good one. Down and away. And Henderson's going to use his timeout here. He was hit by a pitch back in the first, came around and scored on the RBI single by Ryan O'Hearn. Ray brings home the 1-2 pitch. Breaking ball, called third strike. Colin Ray strikes out Gunnar Henderson. His third ortho ASAP strikeout, and after the solo homer to start up the second, he retires the next 3 batters. We go to the third. Orioles with a 2-1 lead on the Brewers Radio Network, presented by American Family Insurance.
Signature Homes was founded about 25 years ago. Shortly after we started our real estate business, we realized there was a need for new construction. So many times we're out showing property to buyers and they aren't finding what they're looking for. And if we can't find them what they're looking for, we need to have another option. And so we started to customize homes and really make them specific to the customer's needs. That model has grown over the years. We started with building just a few homes, and now we're building 30, 35 homes a year. We have showrooms in all of our locations. If you just want to walk in and learn more about our building company, we can do that.
Somebody help! My house? It's in disrepair.
Hang on, miss. I'm calling the doctor.
How can a doctor help my home?
Not that kind of doctor. Property Doctor, LLC. They're the experts you can trust to bring your home back to life. From general repairs, flooring, snow removal, and power washing, their skilled teams know how to revitalize your home's health and have it looking its best in no time.
Whew. Thanks, Property Doctors.
Call now at 920-376-1616 or email propertydoctorswi@gmail.com to schedule your free home exam today.
Snow accumulations will be light at first.
When you need to know what to expect from the weather,
widespread throughout the southern half of the state, we're looking at 5 to 8 inches.
You can count on the Civic Media team of meteorologists led by Brittany Merlot to track the snow and the impact.
This will be a heavy, wet, slushy, sloppy snowfall that'll be heavy to shovel.
Your weather and more for your part of Wisconsin on your local Civic Media radio station and streaming on the Civic Media app.
You're listening to Milwaukee Brewers Baseball on Oshkosh Air Support, 98.3 FM and 1100 AM WISS.
At Z-Bart.
Orioles with a 2-1 lead. We go to the top of the third. Here's Josh Maurer.
Thank you, Lane. It'll be Blake Perkins to greet Corbin Burnes, who misses low with a cutter. 1-0 on Perkins. He's batting left-handed. He is a switch hitter. There was a little bit of discussion whether or not Blake might actually bat right-handed against Corbin. But he's not. Here's the 1-0 pitch. High and away, it's 2-0. Brewers started it off with a home run on the very first batter against their old friend Corbin, William Contreras, in the first inning. But no runs since. Now the 2-0. Perkins swings and grounds it back through the middle and into center field for a base hit. Cedric Mullins picks it up and tosses it in, and Blake Perkins, just his second hit of the series. It's a leadoff knock in the third. And here comes the aforementioned Contreras. It's time for the Pottawatomie Casino Hotel three-bagger in the third contest. Today's contestant, Bob Miller from Wauwatosa. Bob wins a Pottawatomie prize package if a member of the crew hits a triple this inning. Visit WTMJ.com to enter. Burnes turns and throws to first. You got to check on Blake Perkins. He is in safely with a head first dive. Perkins 2-for-2 stealing bases on this trip. Nobody out and the pitch. Contreras takes outside on a cutter, 1-0. This is only the third time in his 2 years with the Brewers that Contreras has batted in the leadoff spot on the lineup card. Another throw to first, not in time, and Perkins will now have the advantage as Burnes has used each of his disengagements. He can't pick off over there anymore. Only way you could do it without being penalized if you pick off the runner. Perkins extends his lead about a step. 1-0 on Contreras. He holds in the pitch. A big swing, but he fouled it off in the box. There was the sinker. 96 coming in on the right-handed batter. 1-1 the count. Oh, he threw to first again. That's going to be a balk. It gets away from Mountcastle, but that's the third pickoff, and so you'll have to give Blake Perkins second base. I think Corbin Burnes either A, lost track of the disengagements, or B, decided to roll the dice and say, I'm going to pick him off.
I can almost promise you it's B. I don't think Corbin loses track of the disengagements. I think he had the confidence that Perkins wouldn't be expecting that. And remember, Perkins got picked off a couple of times last year over at first. Promise you Corbin remembers it.
So he's at second is Blake with nobody out, and the pitch is low on a sinker to Contreras.
I think he gambled and it just didn't pay off.
That does not seem like a gamble worth taking.
No.
Works out for the Brewers. 2-1 Orioles, 2-1 pitch. Curveball for a strike taken by Contreras on the very bottom of the zone. He didn't like the call. Uses his timeout as he's giving a little bit of lip to the home plate umpire Alex McKay. K cat and mouse game. Burns versus the Brewers for the first time in his career. 2-1 Baltimore in the third. Nobody out and Perkins at second base. The 2-2 pitch. Curveball in the dirt. Skips into the glove of Rutschman, a full count.
Now there was some talk about how William would know Corbin so well having caught him, but he didn't catch him that much. Victor Caratini caught Corbin Burns the majority of the time last season.
3-2 on him. Now the pitch. Swung on and fouled in the box. He just got a piece of a curveball, an emergency swing. And he wanded the ball back behind the catcher. It's still 3-2. Yeah, Caratini for his two seasons with the Brewers was almost like a personal catcher at times for Corbin Burns. Rhys Hoskins on deck, nobody out. 3-2 pitch again. Swing and a miss. He got him. Wow, he threw a 98-mile-an-hour two-seam fastball in under the hands of Contreras. That is an excellent pitch, and sometimes you just got to tip your cap. Second strikeout for Burns. Lane was talking about it earlier. That's a pitch he doesn't throw all that often. But boy, was that nasty. And Contreras was yelling at home plate umpire Alex McKay as he made his way back to the dugout. Here comes Hoskins. And Rhys takes high ball one. William, I think, was still upset about strike two that got called earlier on a curve. Rhys Hoskins doubled off that deep left field fence back in the first after Contreras had hit the leadoff homer. The 1-0. Down and away on a cutter, 2-0. Before the 2022 season, the Orioles moved back and elevated the left field fence here at Oriole Park. They moved it back almost 30 feet in some spots. Hoskins takes low on a sinker, and it's 3-0. I point that out to tell you that Rhys Hoskins' double back in the first inning would have most assuredly been a home run 3 years ago here, and it would have been a home run in 28 of 30 Major League ballparks. Perkins at second, 3-0 pitch. Swing and a line drive to third and caught. Westberg reaching out behind the bag and snagging it with two hands. Hoskins put a really good swing on a 3-0 pitch, but that's the second out of the inning. So Perkins got to second with nobody out. He's still standing there with two away, and it's up to Sal Frelick if the Brewers are to get the tying run across here in the third. 2-1 Baltimore in the pitch. Curveball tapped foul back to the screen. I think you love the fact that Hoskins got a green light there. 3-0 pitch. Wanted to do damage. Hit it hard. Just a bit unlucky where he hit it. Rhys has had a great series. So has Frelick. 0-1 pitch. Swinging a little tapper out in front of the plate, rolling up the first baseline. The catcher, Rutschman, fields, throws, and he didn't get him at first base. On the run, Adley Rutschman made a good play, but Sal Frelick used his speed to leg it out. Over to third goes Perkins. He holds there. It'll be an infield single for Frelick on a swinging bunt. There are not a lot of players that are going to beat out that ball. Rutschman did everything right. Orioles thought about challenging for a moment. They will not. And now with Willy Adames up there, I think they're going to intentionally walk him. They're giving signals. Catcher Rutschman steps out in front of the plate. Nope, they won't walk Willie. They're going to pitch to Adames with runners on the corners. 2-1 Orioles in the third. Adames grounded out 2-3 in the first inning. Timeout called again. What's going on here? There is some confusion about what the Orioles are going to do, or perhaps how they're going to line up the defense against Willie. Then there was a pickoff throw in there as well. So now we're finally ready to go. There goes the runner Frelick. Pitch is low and away. They throw through to second base. Sal stops in between first and second. Breaking for home and scoring is Perkins. Still in a rundown is Frelick. The Brewers have tied the game, and finally Sal tagged out. The Brewers did that exceptionally well. Frelick running to second and then intentionally stopping in between the bases to allow Blake Perkins to come home. He scores through the back door. Frelick then ultimately tagged out, but we've got a 2-2 game. Great base running there. Inning is over. We're headed to the bottom of the third. It's 2-2 on the Brewers Radio Network, presented by American Family Insurance.
Somebody help my house. It's in disrepair.
Hang on, miss. I'm calling the doctor.
How can a doctor help my home?
Not that kind of doctor. Property Doctor, LLC. They're the experts you can trust to bring your home back to life. From general repairs, flooring, snow removal, and power washing, their skilled teams know how to revitalize your home's health and have it looking its best in no time.
Whew. Thanks, Property Doctors.
Call now at 920-376-1616 or email propertydoctorswi@gmail.com to schedule your free home exam today.
Are you ready to hit a home run with your business marketing? It's time to step up to the plate and get noticed with help from your local MVP senior account executive, Peter Van Doren. Whether you're a rookie or seasoned pro, I'm here to help you score big with unbeatable radio advertising and digital marketing solutions. Don't wait until the ninth inning. Get started now, and let's hit a grand slam together. Contact me by email today, peter@civicmedia.us.
I was proud to be a soldier.
I told the truth and got kicked out.
And so I thought to myself, I'm taking this rule down.
If you're an LGBTQ plus veteran, your memories are important too. Share your story with the Library of Congress Veterans History Project, where firsthand accounts from U.S. military veterans are preserved and made accessible for researchers and future generations. Visit loc.gov/vets to submit your stories, photographs, and documents today.
You're listening to Milwaukee Brewers Baseball on Oshkosh Air Support, 98.3 FM and 1100 AM WISS.
Pound Bank.
Adley Rutschman leading off, and he takes a curveball from Colin Ray for a strike. It's the bottom of the third, and the score now tied at two after the Brewers pulled off a great base running play there. That first and third steal, Frelick is caught stealing. 0-1, swung on and lifted into center. A few steps back into his left for Blake Perkins, but he's settled underneath, and he makes the catch well in front of the warning track. And Rutschman retired to begin the home third. If you're scoring at home, when you get caught stealing, which Frelick ultimately did, 2-4-3-6 in the rundown, Blake Perkins, who came in, as I said, through the back door, he doesn't get credit for a steal of home. He scores essentially on a fielder's choice. But it's on the board nonetheless. All he had to do was cross the plate before Sal was tagged out. And the Brewers, as I mentioned, they executed that extremely well. Anthony Santander up there, and he takes a cutter for a strike. I think if you're the Orioles, a one pitch, lifted in the air into shallow right field. Play for Sal Frelick. Got the shades on today, looking up into the bright blue sky, and he makes the catch. A couple of flyouts quickly for Ray in this 2-2 game. I was going to say, if you're the Orioles, the one thing that you'd question is why Rutschman threw to second base there. That's what allowed Frelick to get into the rundown that permitted Perkins to ultimately score. Most teams don't throw on that. Here comes Ryan O'Hearn. High fly ball deep into right field. Frelick back, turning around at the fence. She is gone. And the Orioles are back in front. It's a solo home run by Ryan O'Hearn. He's driven in two, has the designated hitter and the cleanup man today for the Orioles. It's 3-2 in the bottom of the third. Second of the season for the former Kansas City Royal, Ryan O'Hearn, in his second year with Baltimore. His career has been resurrected here. His 54th career home run. They've hit a solo homer in consecutive innings off of Colin Ray. And now Ryan Mountcastle takes at the knees for strike one. Last inning, it was Cedric Mullins homering to right. And now it's Ryan O'Hearn. 3-2 the score. Two out, 0-1 inside on Mountcastle. Third Inning is brought to you by Citgo. Whether you're off to the dog park or the ballpark, Citgo top-tier tri-clean gasoline gets you where you're going. When you start with Citgo, you're good to go. Base is empty. The 1-1 hit high and deep in the left, but a bit off the end of the bat. And a play for Joey Weimer, who circles underneath it in front of the track. And he makes the catch to retire Mountcastle and the side. But O'Hearn has homered. And we go to the fourth inning. 3-2 Baltimore back in front on the Brewers Radio Network, presented by American Family Insurance.
At Prevea, we do things differently because we're led by doctors who specialize in you. How do we do it? Let's hear from the doctors, just like me, who practice at Prevea.
At Prevea Health, our patients are treated like people.
Not some quota. We're led by doctors.
Not by numbers. That's why before we ever listen to your chest,
we always listen to you.
Prevea Health. Doctor-led, specializing in you.
Get ultimate protection and durability for your painting project at Menards. Get a paint that combines durability and gorgeous color. Dutch Boy's DuraClean Interior Paint and Primer in 1 offers Stay Clean technology, making your home stay beautiful and clean longer. And with Dutch Boy's easy opening smooth pouring container, transforming your home has never been easier. Save big money on Dutch Boy paints and head into Menards to get your paint project started today.
Save big money at Menards.
You have a lifetime of experience on the job and in the world. A degree from Concordia can help you make the most of it. Concordia University, Wisconsin offers flexible online career-focused programs for experienced adults like you. Whether you're looking to grow in your current role or enter a new field, at Concordia, you'll learn from experts and grow your professional network. Visit cuw.edu to learn more about business, healthcare, teaching, and STEM programs starting soon. Concordia University. Live uncommon.
Bob Uecker is the sound of summer.
Oh, my goodness.
On the Brewers Radio Network, presented by American Family Insurance.
Carbless is a proud partner of the Brewers. Premium ready-to-drink cocktails. Zero carbs, zero sugar, zero gluten. Find it at the ballpark or at your local grocery store. Carbless, this is more. Baltimore's back in front 3-2 after the home run by Ryan O'Hearn, and Corbin Burns is back on the hill for the Orioles. Willie Adames in the box. Pitch. Outside corner cutter, strike one. The Adames was at the plate when Frelick and Perkins pulled off that good base running to steal a run. 0-1. Lifted into left field. It's hooking foul. It's deep, but that ball is in the seats. I think it probably would have been home run distance. But Willie is behind. No balls and two strikes. Grounded out in his only official at bat today, did Willie. Gary Sanchez and Bryce Terang scheduled to follow. Burns a new ball. The 0-2. Hit on the ground left side, a diving play by Westberg. Pops to his feet, makes a high throw, and the tag not applied. Willie runs by safely. Oh, Jordan Westberg did the hard part, smothering that, diving to his left. But then the throw pulled Ryan Mountcastle up off the bag, and he couldn't get a tag in on the back of Willie. It's an infield hit.
Jordan Westberg's a nice player. We've been impressed with him over the course of this series. Really good hitter. But he is sneaky good over there at third base. Maybe not even sneaky good, just flat out good.
Yep. Now Gary Sanchez takes a curveball for a strike. How about the series Willie Adames is having? That's his seventh hit. And he's had a couple other almosts. Tying run at first. Nobody's out in the fourth. 3-2 Baltimore. The 0-1 to Gary. He is low. Sanchez lined out to left field in the first. Put a good swing on a pitch with Hoskins at second base, but it ended the inning. Corbin Burns has thrown 50 pitches. There goes Adames. The pitch is swung on and chopped foul. Softly over to the Brewers dugout third base side. Willie had that bag stolen. He had a good jump.
And Josh, to continue that conversation on Willie, he went 1-for-14 in Cincinnati, but we said before the game started Friday, he swung the bat so much better than that. in Cincinnati. And if you continue on that trajectory, then it's going to even out and the hits are going to come. And that's what's happened here in Baltimore.
No question about it. So he's back at first. Throw over that way by Burns. Willie dives safely. No tag applied. Gary Sanchez, as you mentioned earlier, coming off of a good game Friday here. When he got his first Brewers hit, it was a homer. Gary got something in his eye, and so he uses his timeout before the 1-2. This is only the second game that Gary's been the Brewers' catcher. So often, William Contreras is behind the plate. This is game number 14, and the backup has only caught twice. The 1-2. Curveball squibbed off the hands and foul first base side. Spoiled that, did Sanchez, to stay alive. I think it's been hard for Gary because over the course of his career, especially with the Yankees earlier, he used to catch way more often than he didn't. And he just hasn't gotten a lot of playing time because of William Contreras. 1-2 again. Took the curveball low, 2-2. We know about Sanchez, though. This is not a guy you get away with a lot of mistakes against. Runner at first, nobody out. 2-2 pitch. Inside. That's a curveball that missed, and it's a full count. Very good take. Brewers have had a good game plan, and they're executing it against Burns thus far. They've gotten two runs on five hits. 3-2 Baltimore. We'll see if they start Adames. He is running. 3-2 pitch. Low. He walked him. He threw the sinker there, and it missed by plenty, and there is two on with nobody out for the crew. It's the first walk issued by Corbin. Walk right in. Orthopedic Associates of Wisconsin says there is a difference. Adames to second, Gary Sanchez at first, and here comes Bryce Terang in perhaps a bunting situation. Bryce loves to drop a bunt in these kind of spots. He squares in the pitch. He bunts it up the third baseline. It's a beauty. Burns picks, throws low to first. He threw it away. It trickles down the right field line. Scoring from second, Adames. Sanchez is up to third, and Bryce Terang ends up at second base. It'll be either a sack bunt or a hit. That's up to the official scorer, but we know that Burns will get an error. And the Brewers have tied the game at 3 in the fourth inning.
That's got to be a hit and then an error, right?
Yeah, I would think. I'm not sure even if Burns threw that online that they got Bryce Terang out.
I'm with you. Corbin knew who was running, and that's why he rushed the throw like he did.
I was surprised that Westberg wasn't in a little bit more at third base there. You and I know how often Bryce Terang bunts in that spot. But apparently the Orioles didn't. Now the batter's Joey Ortiz, and he takes outside ball one. And you were right, Lane. It is a bunt hit for Bryce Terang. He doesn't get a run batted in. That bunt hit should have loaded the bases. It's the error that brings home the run. 1-0 to Joey. That's upstairs on a curveball. 2-0.
Now, the other thing that that does, and it's a little thing, but it forces Corbin to run off the mound and have to play a little defense, and aerobically makes you work a little bit.
2-0 pitch is swung on and missed at a cutter, 2-1.
He's in great shape. That's not the issue. It's just that it messes with your breathing as a pitcher, and nothing is more important as a pitcher than being able to control your breathing when you're out there on the mound.
Runners at second and third. The infield's halfway in, and the 2-1 pitch is taken for a strike. Good two-seam fastball that Burns has thrown more today than you normally see from him. 2-2. And it was a great bunt, too. Couldn't have rolled it out there any more perfectly up the third baseline. Nobody out. Tie game. The 2-2 pitch. Tapped foul by Ortiz. He got a piece of the sinker. Another two-seamer to one of these Brewers' right-handed hitters. It remains two balls, two strikes. Orioles as a team have now committed 4 errors in this series. Brewers have none. Second and third, nobody out. 2-2 again. Swung on and tapped foul. That was riding in under the hands. I don't know how Joey Ortiz got a piece of that. 97 mile an hour sinker again. That's the pitch that he's using to try to put him away. Told you the infield's about halfway in. Third to first, Westberg, Henderson, Holiday, and Mountcastle. If there's a ground ball hit, they'd have a decision to make. Burns ready. 2-2 again. Down and away. Went back to the cutter and he missed. Joey Ortiz putting together a good at-bat thus far. It's a full count. Timeout called by Ortiz. He lined out hard to the third baseman Westberg in his first at-bat and has had a terrific series in his return to Oriole Park thus far. 3 out of 8. 3-3 the score. Burns is set. 3-2 pitch. Breaking ball popped him up. Foul and playable, it appears, third base side for Westberg. He drifts past the coach's box and he makes the catch. And nobody can tag and score on that one. Threw him a curveball there, did Corbin, and he wins the battle with Ortiz. And so now you've got second and third with one away for Joey Weimer. Timeout is called. Adley Rutschman, the catcher, is going to pay Corbin Burns a visit here. Go over the game plan on how to attack Weimer, who just today came back from AAA. Josh Maurer, Lane Grindle with you. Don't forget the Brewers are coming home. Tomorrow it begins a series against the San Diego Padres. Got Monday and Tuesday night. Wednesday we've got a Kids and Seniors Day. Half off Brewers tickets. Fans ages 14 and under or age 60 and older. Select seats 50% off courtesy of WPS Health Insurance. Visit brewers.com/tickets. Hope to see you at the park the next 3 days. Ready to go to Weimer now, who grounded to the pitcher his first time. Pitch, swing and a miss, curveball. That was low, but he chased. 0-1, Joey was hitting .220 with Nashville in his couple of weeks at AAA. Infield is all the way in now. The 0-1, inside corner, strike two called with a sinker. And Burns, who is certainly pitching for the punch out here, is ahead of Joey Weimer, nothing in two. Burns knows Joey well from their time together last year in Milwaukee. 0-2 pitch, curveball low. That was the book, Lane. You remember on Weimer last year, when he got two strikes, you would throw a breaking ball off the plate, get him to chase. And Corbin obviously remembering that. Joey didn't take the bait. 2-1, 1 out. The 1-2 pitch. Took it low, a slider. That was very close. 2-2. Pretty good plate discipline those last couple of pitches from young Joey Weimer. Runners at second and third. The 2-2 pitch. Strike three called at the knees. That was a beauty sinker again. Boy, he's throwing that sinker probably more than I can ever remember. That was a 98 mile an hour pitch. And Weimer is frozen in the box. 2 out.
That was the 14th sinker that he's thrown in this game. He was not throwing that pitch much at all this year coming into this start. But he has busted it out here this afternoon, and he's commanded it pretty well.
That was a beauty. Here's Blake Perkins. He takes a curveball low. It was the third strikeout for Corbin, the biggest to this point. Now he can see his way out of the jam and keeping the game tied. Has to get Perkins, though, who singled and scored last inning. 1-0 in the dirt, off the glove of Rutschman, but not far enough for the runners to advance. Rutschman kept it pretty much right next to his feet. So 2-0 on Blake. 3-3 the score in the fourth. Sanchez at third, Terang at second. With Bryce's speed, a base hit to the outfield should plate two. Infield back at regular depth. The 2-0. Check swing, but it didn't matter. It was a strike right through the heart. There's the cutter, and it's 2-1 on Perkins. Burns okays the sign from Adley Rutschman, and he's set at the belt as always. The 2-1 pitch. Strike two call to cutter. Outside corner through the back door, and it's 2-2. This game has had the feel of like a September game early. The 2-2 pitch. Swing and a miss. He got him with a cutter down and in, and he struck out Blake Perkins. Two big punch outs in a row from Corbin Burns to strand runners on second and third, and the Brewers will have to settle for just the one run on Corbin's throwing error. We head to the bottom of the fourth. It's 3-3 in Baltimore on the Brewers Radio Network, presented by American Family Insurance.
Miller Lite is the light beer brewed for people who love the taste of beer. For those who are always the first to volunteer for beer runs, who hit up tailgates for sports that they don't even like, and believe having a beer fridge in the garage is non-negotiable. It's a 96-calorie, 3.2-carb love letter to beer lovers who know that the best part of beer is the beer part. Tastes like Miller time. Celebrate responsibly. 2023 Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin beer.
With Vizzy's vibrant dual flavors, the vibe is yours to decide.
I'm thinking Vizzy Refreshingly Berry. A round of blackberry lemon at the bar?
Could be good. Maybe Vizzy Vibrantly Tropical.
You always say Vibrantly Tropical.
Come on, a cooler full of papaya passion fruit on the beach?
Oh yeah, that's a vibe. I'm down.
Vizzy Hard Seltzer. Flavor for every vibe. Naturally flavored with other natural flavors. Celebrate responsibly. 2023 Molson Coors Beverage Company. Milwaukee, Wisconsin flavored beer.
Enter Quick Trip's Around the Bases contest, presented by Hershey's. Just stop by your neighborhood Quick Trip. Purchase any Hershey's, Reese's, or Kit Kat with Quick Rewards, and you're entered to win. If you're selected and the Brewers score in the first inning, you'll walk away with a $100 Quick Trip gift card. Compliments of Hershey's. Visit quicktrip.com/sweepstakes for more information. No purchase necessary. Quick Trip and Hershey's, proud partners of the Brewers Radio Network.
American Family Insurance is here to protect your most valued possessions, your dreams. Insure carefully, dream fearlessly. Visit amfam.com to learn more.
Bottom of the fourth inning, tied at three. Colton Cowser leads off against Colin Ray for the Orioles in the pitch. Inside corner, fastball for strike one. Cowser struck out to end the first. Corbin Burns just escaped a second and third no-out jam after the tying run had scored in the top of the inning. And it's still 3-3. 0-1 is curveball in the dirt. Colin Ray has given up one run in each of the first three innings. First, second, and third. The tally of one. The 1-1. Skipped in on a sweeper. It's the first time this year that Colin's given up more than one earned run in any of his starts. He'd been terrific in wins against the Mets and the Mariners prior to today. 2-1 pitch outside on Cowser. It's 3-1. A splitter missed. Cedric Mullins and Jordan Westberg to follow for the Orioles here in the home fourth. Sun shining over Oriole Park at Camden Yards. 3-1 swung on and fell back over the screen and just off to our left. It's a full count on Colton Cowser. It's a beautiful day. It's the day of the year so far that we've had. It's 83 degrees. 3-2 pitch. Ground ball past the mound, but at the shortstop, Adamas behind the bag, positioned perfectly. Pats the glove and makes a good throw in time to get Cowser. And so Colin Ray comes from behind in the count to get Colton Cowser. Cedric Mullins, who homered in the second, is coming up. Time for a safe driving tip. Schneider's professional truck drivers remind you to buckle up whenever you're behind the wheel. It's the law, and it can save your life. Mullins up there, and he grounds one sharply, but at the second baseman's harangue on two hops right in the breadbasket, he fields, and Bryce throws out Mullins. Hard hit ball, but there are two outs, and it brings up Jordan Westberg. Well, the Brewers are trying for a five-game winning streak to end this trip. They already know it's going to be a winning trip. They've won four of the first five through Cincinnati and Baltimore. Westberg lined out his first time. The pitch drops in for a strike, a Colin Ray sweeper. A 10-3 start to the year for the Crew. The best record in the National League. A one. Breaking ball inside, 1-1, as the red-handed hitting Westberg spins back out of the way. The only team in baseball with a better record than the Brewers, the Yankees. 1-1 pitch is swung on and popped foul back into the seats. 1-2. Drive around the league brought to you by Construction Business Group. Yankees in Cleveland have a 4-2 lead in the fourth inning. Trying to sweep that series and get off to a 13-3 start. 1-2 pitch. Swing and a miss. Elevated fastball, and he blew it by Westberg. Colin Ray, not only his first scoreless inning, it's his first 1-2-3 of the day. Ortho ASAP strikeout. Start healing faster. Meet with a specialist today. Learn more at orthowisconsin.com. To the fifth, and more Corbin tied at three on the Brewers Radio Network, presented by American Family Insurance.
Dear baseball fans, Toyota's 2024 lineup is a grand slam. Leading off, the RAV4, a utility player that's not afraid to get dirty. On deck, the roomy Highlander, followed by the fuel-efficient Corolla. Next up is our slugger, the rugged new Tacoma. And rounding out the order, the stylish Camry. For more, visit Toyota.com or your local Toyota dealership. Toyota, let's go places.
Beautify your entertainment space with Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. Hi, this is Gina Della from Pella. Turn your ordinary space into something extraordinary with brand new Pella windows. Plus, getting the perfect windows and doors for your home has never been easier. Right now, get 0% interest for up to 36 months or no down payment, no interest, and no payments for up to 18 months if you book before April 30th. Take ownership of your living space and make it a place worth living with Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin.
Service and savings. It's Woodman's.
Hi, we're the Woodmans. I'm Clint.
I'm Phil, saving you big time money on water.
32 packs of Niagara Purified Water or Chippewa Spring Water. $3.69 each or two for $7.
Hi, Caramba, hot, hot prices on water.
$3.69 or two for $7.
We buy in truckloads. No one beats our price.
Better products, better prices, better service because we're employee owned.
Every pitch, all season long.
Swing and a drive! Left center field!
On the Brewers Radio Network, presented by American Family Insurance.
Top of the order in the fifth inning for the Brewers against Burns, tied at three. And here's Lane Grindle.
All right, thank you, Josh. William Contreras stands in there against Burns. First pitch misses inside. And it's 1-0. Contreras, solo home run to start up this game in the top of the first, struck out against Burns in the third. Burns is up to 75 pitches now. 1-0 is a curveball that missed inside, two balls and no strikes. Brewers have made Burns work and then some so far this afternoon. Three runs on six hits. As Burns from the stretch, the 2-0 pitch missed outside. That was the curveball. And Contreras has the advantage at 3-0. Brewers have had the leadoff man on in three of the four innings against Burns so far. He had a 1-2-3 second inning. Other than that, it's been a lot of traffic. 3-0 pitch, and he missed outside. It's a four-pitch walk to Contreras. And Burns, who had two walks all season in his previous three starts, has walked a pair already here today. Ortho ASAP, walk right in. Orthopedic Associates of Wisconsin. There is a difference. And now here's Reese Hoskins, who's hit it well both times against Burns this afternoon. Double off the wall and a line out to third. He's had a very good series. Breaking ball caught the outside corner. And it's 0-1 with a curveball. Hoskins with 5 hits in the series. Homered in yesterday's game. And now Contreras takes off. Here's the throw to second, not in time. Burns never paid attention to him. Pitch was called a strike. And so it's 1-1 on Hoskins. Excuse me, I think the pitch was called a ball. Yeah, it was down and away. It was called a ball. And so it's a 1-1 count here on Hoskins. But Contreras was starting and stopping, and Burns just never even turned and looked at him. So finally, he just took off, and he's in there with a stolen base. 1-1 pitch. Inside, 2-1. It almost hit Hoskins. For every Brewer stolen base, Delta Dental donates to Boys and Girls Clubs of Wisconsin. 2 great plans and 1 name you trust, Delta Dental and Delta Vision. First stolen base of the year for Contreras. 2-1. Lifted into right. Medium depth. Right fielder Santander circling underneath. If it makes the catch, tagging from second. And headed to third is Contreras. And he's there with 1 out. So a very productive out for Hoskins. Brewers in a 3-3 ball game with a great opportunity to put the ball in play and try to take the lead here. Pretty good vibes right now. Cooler full of Vizzy Hard Seltzer. That's a big vibe as well. Vizzy Hard Seltzer, the seltzer that passes the vibe check. Here's Frelick. Infield up on the edge of the grass with Contreras at third. First pitch to Sal is a cut fastball for a strike, and it's 0-1. Frelick is 1-for-2 today. 5 hits in this series and 10 hits on this road trip for Frelick. The pitch. Sal, a swing and a foul right at the plate. And it's 0-2. So Burns with 1 out has gotten tough here and come right after Frelick and has him behind in the count. This is a key at bat right here. Try to put the ball in play and see if you can get Contreras home. 0-2 pitch. Sal swung on it and fouled it back behind home plate. That was a cutter that was way in. Somehow Sal was able to at least make contact and stay alive. 3-3 ball game, top of the 5th inning. This has been a really good game so far. Burns brings home the 0-2 pitch, swing and a foul in and out of the glove of Rutschman, and Frelick stays alive. Just got a piece of it. Rutschman couldn't squeeze it. And Sal fortunate to get to see another one here. Frelick, left-handed hitter, taps the plate with his bat as he stands back in the very back of the box. Up on the plate. 0-2 pitch. Breaking ball, hit foul up the first baseline. Rolled that one near the Orioles dugout, and Frelick not going away. Burns having a hard time putting him away. Five pitches in this sequence so far. Here comes number 6. And he took it low. It's 1-2. Really making Burns expend a lot of energy here. The walk to start this inning. Now a lengthy battle with Frelick. He's approaching 90 pitches. This is number 89. And it's fouled at the plate by Frelick. Burns asking for a new baseball. And reading the body language of Corbin, he's a little frustrated that Frelick is still standing in the box. He wishes he had put him away by now. 1-2. Missed outside. 2-2. This is some kind of a bat so far from Frelick. And action has begun. Jacob Webb getting loose in the Orioles bullpen right now. 2-2 pitch. Low, and Frelick took it for 3. It's full now. 3-2. And that was some kind of take from Frelick. cutter just below the zone. Boy, this is a great at-bat from Sal. Pitch number 10 about to be unfurled by Burns. Here it comes. And a ground ball back up the middle. Right to the shortstop, Henderson. He's going to go home with it. And Contreras will be tagged out. Boy, it was hit right at Henderson. And Contreras breaking on contact. Never had a chance. Hit hard and right at Henderson. If it's hit 3 feet to the right or left, it probably gets through with that infield drawn in. But a big second out recorded for the Orioles. And now it's going to be up to Willy Adames with Frelick at first after the fielder's choice. First pitch to Willy. He's down and away with a cutter. And it's 1-0. Willy is 1-for-2 today. Had the infield single against Burns back in the fourth. Picks over to first and back in time is Frelick.
Lane, a big reason for the Brewers' success of late, hitting with runners in scoring position. Today they're just 2-for-12 now against Burns. They've had their chances. They haven't been able to deliver the knockout.
There goes the runner. 1-0 pitch is a ball. Throw to second is not in time. Sal Frelick in there with a stolen base. Brewers steal their second base of the inning. Their first two stolen bases of the series. So Frelick gets into scoring position with his third stolen base of the year. And here's another at bat now with a runner in scoring position. Two balls and no strikes on Adames. Two outs. The pitch. Swung on and fouled back to the net. And it's 2-1. Of course, every Brewer's stolen base. Delta Dental donates to the Boys and Girls Clubs of Wisconsin. Delta Dental and Delta Vision, two great plans and one name you trust. Former teammates Burns versus Adames here. A 3-3 ball game, top of the fifth. The pitch misses down and away with a curveball. And the advantage goes to Adames at 3-1. And Burns probably getting very close to the end of his day. Frelick gets his lead from second. Burns 3-1 pitch. Swing and a miss. As Adames went after a two-seam fastball off the plate. And the count is full. 3-2. Crowd here at Oriole Park putting their hands together, making some noise, trying to encourage Burns through this top of the fifth inning. Fairly big pitch in Burns' outing, about to be brought home right here. Here it comes. Swing and a miss. He struck him out. Cutter away. Adames went after it. Burns records his fifth strikeout of the afternoon, and the Brewers had an opportunity but unable to cash in. We're tied at 3 as we go to the bottom of the fifth. On the Brewers Radio Network, presented by American Family Insurance.
Somebody help! My house? It's in disrepair!
Hang on, miss. I'm calling the doctor.
How can a doctor help my home?
Not that kind of doctor. Property Doctor, LLC. They're the experts you can trust to bring your home back to life. From general repairs, flooring, snow removal, and power washing, their skilled teams know how to revitalize your home's health and have it looking its best in no time.
Whew! Thanks, property doctors.
Call now at 920-376-1616 or email propertydoctorswi@gmail.com to schedule your free home exam today.
Hey, son, how are you feeling?
I'm fine, Pops.
What's on your mind?
I can't explain it. Navigating without a compass, eyes waiting, started to wonder. Metamorphosis, the loss of who you thought you was.
When your kid can't find the language, help them find the lyrics. Listen to the Sound It Out album and get tips and tools to start a conversation at soundedouttogether.org. Brought to you by Ad Council and Pivotal Ventures.
When you think about early labor unions, do you think of Wisconsin? You should. The state's first labor union formed in Milwaukee in 1847 when the bricklayers organized, then the Carpenters Union in 1848.